Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday the 23rd of February. I will get on as there's a big game at 12:30 in the Premier League, and I'm going to start with a couple more mentions. Both these are at 5:30. Alaves in Spain, they are playing Celta Vigo. They are big price today. Everything I've got has got them around about 2.1. You can back them at 2.6. They are playing, they're doing okay in the league, and they're playing better than even their XG suggests. You know, I think they're due a few more goals, so that may well turn for them towards the sort of back end of the season. Meanwhile, Celta Vigo are the complete opposite, on a sort of downward spiral, actually probably a bit lucky to be where they are given their figures. So Alaves, available at 2.6 when I looked. I'm probably going to have a part win and a part back to lay bet on that. So I'll probably have a two-part bet. I'll back them outright, and I will then have a bit on that I can back to lay as well. And at the same time kicking off, Zwolle in the Eredivisie in Holland. Their odds on, they're 1.6, but they should be around about 1.4. They've actually, again, done okay. Stuttered a little bit in their last couple of games, but they're playing De Graafschap, who are just on a downward spiral, going down the slide. So Zwolle at 1.6 are pretty good bet if you want to back a shorty. Away is actually Tottenham of value today, funny as it is, but given the fact they haven't had any draws, their figures may be distorted, and it is Tottenham. But that's just my fan head speaking. But on the numbers, Tottenham are actually quite a half-decent bet at 1.7 today. Can't even believe those words are coming out of my mouth myself. But if you want to get involved in that at the 12:30 kick-off. And Roma, also again another shorty, but they should be too good for Frosinone on the figures. So, you know, their value in that price, if you can get them above 1.5, then you're doing okay. And finally, in France, Guingamp are home to Angers. On the numbers, I've got Guingamp are a lay, or Angers are a back. I will probably be laying Guingamp with a view to trading it, but they are, Angers are too big, which obviously makes Guingamp too short. So if you want to take that one on, then probably the lay of Guingamp is the way to play that and get the draw on your side. So that's the match odds ones, in addition to what I said yesterday. There's a couple of other mentions in the goals markets. Hart St Mirren for a first half goal. That's one that I'd sort of wait 20 minutes and have a look at that. And Burton versus Fleetwood over 2.5 is too big. They're just a couple of mention trades, whether you want to do those or not. Burton, Fleetwood, you could trade the 2.5. Hart St Mirren, just keep an eye on the first half goal market going 20, 25, 30 minutes if you wish to. I have got a couple of trades in the 3 o'clock kickoffs. These are proper trades in Denmark. I don't know how you say these teams, but Vejle versus Nordjylland. I will be backing over 2.5 after sort of 5 minutes in 3 bits, and trading that. I will remove my liability first. If it gets to 0-0 at half time, I'm going to go in again and back the over 1.5. Everything tells me goals in this game, and the price value in the price. So if it gets to 0-0 at half time, I'll be in the 1.5 and the 2.5, and I shall trade them from there. But after sort of 5 minutes or so, I'll be in the 2.5, and over those 15 minutes trading that with a view to leaving it on overs as long as I possibly can. And then hopefully I get a second goal and can green that up nicely. And in the lower leagues in England, Accrington versus Southend. I'll just check that market while I'm here, because that was the last one I did. Apologies. In League One, Accrington versus Southend. The over 1.5 in this game, I will be going in after about 20 minutes. It's kicking off at 3 o'clock. So if it's 0-0 on 20 minutes, I will be back in over 1.5, over sort of 15 minutes from 20 to 35 minutes. Again, I've got good numbers for this game. So if it's still 0-0 at half-time, I'm going to have another go at half-time and back the over 1.5 again. I'll literally let the second half kick off and put in a second bet for another point. And again, I will then sort of, that'll inflate my overall price and I will trade it from there. That is a game that if it is still 0-0 even at 85 minutes, let's say I'm looking to lose 2 points, I will then probably cover that and have a 2 point lay of the 0-0 85 minutes onwards. Again, I would probably drip that in a couple of bets, one on 85, one on 87, because it'll be minimal odds. So just to run through everything, Holmes, Alavesh, a back straight back or a back delay. Zvolle, good price, home to de Graafschap. Away's Tottenham, Roma and Angers. You may want to lay Greengamp. Couple of trade mentions, Burton versus Fleetwood over 2.5 goals. Hearts, St Mirren, a first half goal. And the trades, 3 o'clock, Vigil Velji versus Nordsland in Denmark, over 2.5. If it's 0-0 at half time, over 1.5. And in League One in England, Accrington Stanley versus Southend, the over 1.5, 20 minutes in. And if it's still 0-0, then I will get. At half time, then I will go in again, and if it's still 0-0 with a few minutes, then I will get involved again. I'm hearing, as I'm recording this podcast, that Tottenham, it looks looking like Kane may be starting, and sure enough, the price has shortened, so I think that would almost certainly be into 1.66. For me, with or without Kane, I wanted sort of 1.65 and above. So when they were 1.7 or so, then it was looking better. Given that team news, that price may shorten up. So I'm not sure that you may want to take that bet. Obviously, it's great for Tottenham to have Kane back, but he has been out for a while. But I'm just getting that news fed to me by a text from a friend that, I mean, the teams haven't been announced, I don't know, these people know these things, but that Kane is likely to start. So just keep an eye on that. The team news will literally be out by the time you've listened to this anyway. Okay, that's it for today, and I will be back early tomorrow with the Sunday podcast. Have a good Saturday. Hope it all goes well, whatever you're trading today.